With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So we were in DJ school over the weekend, and I was talking to one of our coworkers that she was there too, and she was saying how it's been just such an amazing couple, like, last week for her, because she got to go to DJ school for the first time and experience that. And then before that, she went to that women's leadership conference, which was here in town over mm-hmm. at the MGM, and she learned a lot of stuff there. And she taught me an exercise that they did over there, and she said the whole room was crying, and it's something we should all do on a daily basis. Think of who are you meanest to? Who's the person that you are the meanest to? I consider you a nice person, but you are mean to someone. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who am I mean to?
You're mean to yourself. Think about the things you say to yourself in your mind. And would you ever say any of those things to anyone else? Think of the meanest thing you say to yourself. What is it? Write it down on a piece of paper. We need to all do this. Write down on a piece of paper the meanest thing you say to yourself.
Just one thing? Or
just one thing. The meanest thing you say to yourself. Steph, Jocelyn just wrote down the meanest thing they say to themselves.
Write it down
right
now?
I got mine. Yeah, write it down. This is something everyone should do, because we are so awful to ourselves. It's no wonder that sometimes we deal with issues like anxiety and depression, because the way we beat ourselves up, you would never say those things to another person. Think about what you wrote down. Okay, I got everyone's here. Give me yours.
Just
we're,
one,
we're
right?
Gonna do just one. See, that even further proves the point. You're trying to think of what mean thing you say to yourself, okay? I'm going to give everyone one. Jocelyn, was this yours? Okay. Is this yours?
No.
Okay. Is this yours?
No.
Okay. All right. Oh. Now, we have all exchanged the meanest thing we say to ourselves on a piece of paper. And now I want us all to go around the room and read what's on that paper. You don't know who wrote it, but we're going to read it. And I want you to say that to me.
Okay.
Or say that to someone else. Okay. So I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just randomly pick a person. Steph, I'm going to say this to you. You don't belong.
Wow.
That's really mean. But one of us says that to ourselves. Would you ever say that to another person? You don't belong.
And I'm the new girl. So of course I don't belong.
How mean, Mercedes.
That is the meanest thing. Okay, JC, read yours and say it to Jocelyn.
Nobody will take you serious because you cry too much.
That's really mean. Why would you say that to someone? But someone on this show is saying that to mm-hmm. themselves. Okay, Steph, whatever it says on yours, read it to JC.
You're dumb, but you try to act like you're smart.
True.
Stop it.
JC.
Oh, what?
Like, one of us is saying that to ourselves on a daily basis. Jocelyn? Oh, you have to say it to yourself? No, to me.
Do you?
Okay, say it to me. Say it to me.
You are so insecure. That's mean.
It's harsh.
Yeah. I don't like this.
Now, do we all reveal? Does everyone know who said what? Now it's the guessing game.
Yeah, now we're all guessing. I don't know. Do we want to know that? And do we want to explore why we say that to ourselves? Does anyone want to cop up to this one that I read?
Well, I think we all know internally who is who.
Oh, really? Who do you think is who?
Well, you know that's mine because that's my handwriting.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that, but okay. Why don't you feel like you belong?
We want to go down this road?
Well, this is part of the exercise. Why are you telling yourself that? That's not a good thing.
Someone else go. Whose was this?
Wait, 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 wait. Why is it selective?
Because I don't.
Okay,
I don't,
so you don't have to explain why you feel like that, but we do. That doesn't. That's not fair.
Why are you attacking me?
I'm not. I love you. This is why I want to know why you would say that to yourself.
There are times
that
I feel like
me.
I don't belong. Like
just
I'm
in
not,
life or just in
like
general?
Sitting here behind the console with you, I don't belong here. What gives me the right to sit here and do the show with you?
Oh
there
my
are
gosh.
A million and one other people that are more talented than me that should be here in this spot.
Okay.
That's my mind every day.
That's really concerning because no one deserves that spot more than you.
No. So but that's with anything. It's like, well, and that's why I think I said advice to kids going back to school is you do belong. You didn't fluke in. You did earn that spot. I'm constantly, well, I've just now recently started telling myself that, but that's something that's always in the back of my mind.
Okay, so if you're going to give that great advice to people, you really do have to live by it. And I'm glad you're starting to tell yourself that. I hope you start believing that.
And there are good days. I think it comes down to confidence, too. There are days where I come in here all confident, feeling great. And there are times where it's confidence is just not here. And it's frustrating. It's sad.
Can you do me a huge favor? This is also part of the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say something?
I don't want to do any like affirmative statements or anything.
Okay. All right. I won't force you to. I wish you would take this seriously. Cause
I am taking this. I'm very serious.
Can you just say like one nice thing about yourself so we don't end on you feeling
all down?
Well, we're
not just me. We're going around the
room
now.
I know. We're about to go to everyone. I just want to finish up with you, but you won't let us.
Well,
you won't let us crack into you. This is the problem. You don't feel like you belong because you shut us out. You put a wall up. We're trying to like.
That's great. There's nothing you're going to say is going to fix that. That's something
internally.
I know,
but if we get one step closer to it.
And I do work on it. It comes down to confidence because there's days where I do feel like I belong and I'm great at what I do. And there are great days, but there are bad days where I don't feel like I belong. And I'm sitting there saying, what are you doing? Like so many other people could be doing this.
Can you say something great about you?
Like
if you were going to say, JC, I want you to tell me something great about myself. You would probably just spew something out. Can you just say really quick something really great about you?
I can't think of anything right now.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you something great about you.
You don't have to tell me anything great. Let's go to the next person.
Wow. Now I'm getting really upset. Why do you do that? Why do you push me away?
I'm not pushing you. Okay, say something great. Go ahead.
Okay, no, we won't. Steph, let's move to you.
Okay.
Which one was yours?
Mine was, you're so insecure.
Why do you feel that way?
I think it is something that I've always had an issue with, especially when my parents split up in middle school at a really hard time and like my identity wasn't really there yet. So when I think my parents split up and that's all I knew, I started self-doubting myself and I've always had that issue. And my husband tells me like, there's no reason to, and I think that he's right. I should seek therapy for it. And I've seen myself self-doubt myself, and I've seen the downfalls of it. And I think that's something that I need to work on is just making myself not feel like I'm comparing to anybody. So that's my biggest thing is that I tell myself I'm too insecure.
But I just so you know, I don't see that in you. I see you as such a strong, confident woman.
Yeah.
And my wife said that about you the first time she met you and hearing you on the radio too. So I don't see that at all.
Wow.
I don't pick up that vibe.
Oh, that's good. I try to make it to where it's not apparent, but at the end of the day or even just beginning of the day, it's make sure you're not, you know, you're insecure, you are, but try to cover it up. So I buried it and I've kind of swept it under the rug and it's not okay.
But do you feel like just acknowledging it, it's hard to accept that you say this to yourself, but now that you know you say it to yourself, the goal will be to not say it to yourself anymore.
Yes, and I need to work on it. I need to work on not saying that I'm insecure and I'm making it to where this isn't me. This is just something I need to fix.
Yeah. I don't know if we can fix things like that overnight. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
But this is the fact that, too, we're all aware of these issues, too. I think it's a big step.
Yeah.
Jocelyn, which was yours?
Mine, and it was kind of funny because JC read it to me, was nobody takes you serious because you are too sensitive or you cry too much.
And why do you tell yourself that all the time? Why are you so mean to yourself?
It's true. We are all of our toughest critics. And I think I see very strong women like my mom. My mom is very tough. And not that my mom never cries, but she pushes through a lot. So I compare myself a lot to her and I'm very in touch with my feelings and I cry. That's like my instant reaction to everything is to cry, whether I'm mad or I'm sad. And I tear up about everything. I don't even know why I'm sensitive now, but I'm very sensitive. Like, sometimes it's hard for people to take me serious because that's what I put out there a lot, I guess. It's like, how can you take someone serious when they're always crying?
I think with you, Jocelyn, your sensitivity is one of my favorite qualities about you. You're so empathetic to people, and you feel what they feel, and that makes me feel like I'm genuinely cared by you or for by you. But I think just acknowledging it is one step in the right direction. You know what I mean? It's hard though, because I can totally relate. I cry all the time, but you do want people to take you seriously. And it's like, it's almost like a never ending circle. You keep saying it to yourself, so you keep doing it. And you're so mean to yourself, so you keep crying.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Stop crying. Why are you crying? I'm crying because I'm telling myself to stop.
No, and no one's judging you, too, from the male perspective, yeah, of being in the room where you have cried in front of us before and stuff, and in discussions and heated discussions. I don't judge you any differently when you do cry, because it's just an emotion. It's just an emotion that people have. So I don't, when you sit there and cry, I don't go, oh, she's a crier. Oh, my gosh, I can't take her serious. I just think, oh, and then I look for the tissues and give you a tissue.
Thank you, JC, for passing the tissue.
And then what was the...
Okay,
then,
that was great. So we're running out of
time.
No,
you came down hard.
Mercedes, no.
Which was then, which was yours?
Mine was, you're stupid, but you try to act like you're smart. I think,
you're dumb, but you try to act like you're smart.
I sometimes feel like I don't want to say it's an act. I think I'm book smart with a lot of
you're
stuff.
You're a very smart person. But anyone listens to the show knows you're a smart person.
But I think life smart, I'm not. I think life smart, I'm pretty stupid. And I just kind of just make my way through it, trying to just stay positive, but at the same time, just being really dumb to what's going on around me.
Like, in what way, though? Because you are very, like, you are very book smart.
I think
you're
street
smart.
I would say I'm very
You are.
I
but
just,
what is like what is what kind of smarts do you feel like you're lacking? You say street smarts, like, hey,
awareness,
man.
Self-awareness. I think I'm dumb to that. I think I'm dumb to how I am truly perceived by people. I'm dumb to how I make people feel sometimes, and I need to work on that. Like, I try to be more self-aware, but I just feel like I'm dumb and I'm faking it a lot of the time. You know? It's so hard to explain. I just feel like
you don't realize the impact you have on people?
No, not like that. Like, for instance, I think that I'm being nice, but I'm not being nice. I think that someone is my friend, but they're not my friend. I have like this distorted view in my world of how things are, but in reality they're not like that. I don't know, there's been a couple situations recently where the truth smacked me in the face. Uh-huh. And it made me realize, like, wow, like, doing this hurt you. I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
I thought you were a friend of mine. I didn't realize that I hurt you and we're not friends. Uh-huh. And I need to fix this. And it's just trying to rectify things that I kind of screwed up because I was so dumb, and I tried to act like I was so smart and I knew what was going on, and I really wasn't, you know?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
It was just like self-awareness. I need to be more self-aware.
But I don't think you're being dumb. I think that just that scenario was just a life lesson with that person, and I don't think that you are necessarily dumb. I just think that that was just something that you had to learn at that moment. But I don't think you're dumb at all. I think a lot of people look up to you because of all the things that you've done, and you're very wise for especially a person in women in radio. So
wow, thank you. That was very nice. Okay, now I'm gonna cry. I got a text from our general manager.
I was gonna say, what are we doing here? Because this is the first time ever I received a text from our general manager.
He just wrote, "Great radio." Cool. Can we extend our breaks now since this was a really long break?
Wow.
This is really an exercise that everyone needs to do. Think of the meanest thing you say to yourself and why do you say it? Or do it with your friends and explain to them why they're wrong.
We'll make this a Tuesday morning tradition. Every Tuesday morning at 7:30, we'll write down all the negative things we say about ourselves. Go around the room and see if you feel any better after the fact.
I actually do feel better. I don't know if you guys do, but I feel like a big knot has been like untied in my chest. That actually felt very good and therapeutic.
I feel great because I know that the big boss is listening. It's awesome. Thanks for doing a great job.
I kind of want to go home and cry.
I know. Seriously. Oh. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.